Captain's log. Stardate 41209.2. We are running at warp 7 to rendezvous with the science vessel SS Tsiolkovsky, which has been routinely monitoring the collapse of a red supergiant star into a white dwarf. What has brought us here is a series of strange messages indicating something has gone wrong aboard the research vessel.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Penske File. Penske here. We are back with The Naked Now, the third episode of Star Trek The Next Generation, on our little run-through of all the episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation. So The Naked Now was originally broadcast on October 5th, 1987. It was directed by Paul Lynch and had been written by D.C. Fontana under the pseudonym J. Michael Bingham. And John D.F. Black was also credited for the plot origin of this, which probably ties back into how it is a sequel, I suppose, to The Naked Time, which is an original series episode. So for a quick overview, the Enterprise is responding to a distress call from the SS Tsiolkovsky, I think is how you pronounce it. It's a science vessel that had been monitoring the collapse of a star. And when they approach, they find a distress beacon with the crew members sort of sounding like they've been partying in the background. And then there's a sound of the hatch opening and depressurizing the entire ship. So they beam over and the crew finds everybody dead. It looks like there's been a big party or something like that in Data's words. And the entire crew of that ship is dead. And the crew of the Enterprise is very, very mysteriously wondering what happened. They come back and it turns out that Geordi LaForge falls ill. And soon after that, basically everyone else on the ship starts getting infected with this disease that makes you basically lose your inhibitions as if you're drunk. Riker, or one of the crew members, manages to find that there was a similar case happened to the original Enterprise, and it was because of the transmission of some sort of complex water molecule that basically does what you're saying, makes everyone drunk, makes everyone do bad ideas, which include killing yourselves or whatever, turning off the, opening the doors to the outside of a spaceship. And so while the world goes nuts, Wesley Crusher, it gets infected, takes over the Enterprise by locking himself in engineering, and it is a race against time as the star goes supernova, I believe, and a chunk of star debris is headed towards the Enterprise as they're trying to stop Wesley from ruining the day or going crazy with the ship. And so the end of the episode involves discovering a cure for the disease. They get Wesley to use a little technology that he's built to give them a few seconds that they need in order to reactivate the warp drives and get out of the way of the star. So in the end, Wesley saves the day. The crew goes on in their merry way after this, after a few bad decisions are made. So let's get into the detailed breakdown of The Naked Now.
Data, I'm only going to tell you this just once. It never happened.
Okay, so that's The Naked Now. It's the third episode. We're finally into the great episodes of Star Trek. Not really. This is a pretty atrocious episode by any standards. I watched it with my wife the other day, who's not a huge fan of the show, and it was a lot of rolled eyes from her and me sort of doing that thing where you awkwardly sit there, someone is watching something that they don't really want to watch as you've kind of forced them into watching it. I think the big problem with this episode is that it's out of order for where it should be in the season. It's hard to have what's really sort of the first episode of a show, because the pilot doesn't really count as it lays a lot of plot and background out there for you. But this is the first, like, true episode of Star Trek, and it's weird to have an episode where the characters aren't acting like themselves, and so they're sort of uninhibited versions of their real selves, which, if you haven't been watching a show for a long time, it's difficult to understand exactly what's going on, whether things are fake or whether they're acting crazy or if these are deep desires. I guess, according to Wikipedia, Roddenberry wanted to do this episode as a way to explain motivation, which I think going in with the way a lot of things that Roddenberry felt, I think he was not particularly a very good showrunner, especially in this like modern era. But his ideas never seemed to really pan out. But he wanted to use this as a way to show how characters actually really thought and how they reacted to each other. I guess the most easy to understand way would be Picard and Beverly with their incredibly stilted, awful scenes together, which are really just the writing's fault because the actors are the only thing that hold it together. But, yeah, it's a tough episode to get through. it feels very old, just like all these episodes do. One other thing that I thought was bizarre was that you don't get a sense of what anyone does on the ship in this episode, which is kind of strange, especially when you think about later how like finely tuned the show got, where, you know, Riker was always going away on the down on away teams and usually bring Data and Geordi. And if there was an engineering thing, it was Data and Geordi, and Worf would go down on dangerous missions. Here, it is basically a free-for-all. Riker going across to the ship the first time where everyone is, the other crew is dead, just basically calls everybody by first name, which I thought was odd. And then, just pulls random people. He pulls Geordi, who seems to be the helmsman at this point, Data, I believe, and Yar, which is a strange, group of people to bring over there. But yeah, and then when people are coming back, you see Deanna in the sick bay for some reason when Geordi's infected, talking to the Crusher, trying to figure out a cure. That doesn't really make any sense. Geordi's just sort of wandering around. Riker is wandering around. He's in engineering at some point trying to fix things, which I don't think he ever does that at any other point on the show. But it's very loosey-goosey. It really feels very original series, sort of, where people don't really have roles on the ship. They're just kind of in this together, and you're basically working with like characters who don't have any sort of hierarchy on the actual ship. I thought that was a little bit strange, and it feels very wonkily plotted. It's not very action there's no action to it. It's basically Wesley locking himself into engineering, being an annoying little douchebag. It's not a very good episode for Wesley or the Wesley Crusher character. It goes the long way of damaging his brand as much as it can be in these first couple episodes. You meet the engineer before Geordi, who's a forgettable character. It's a woman named McDougal, I think. She obviously doesn't stick around. I think they go through a couple engineers before they settle on Geordi. But it's a weird, strange little episode. I think the topic or the sort of plot idea of which episode to call back was a bad idea. The interactions are horrible. We talked about the Picard and Beverly thing. Not now, Doctor. That's my Picard impersonation, which me and my wife were laughing about. It's a strange choice that Patrick Stewart made there. But I can't blame them. The writing is bad. It's sledgehammer subtlety. And I think the real memorable scene from this episode, and not in a good way, it's like infamously memorable, is the Data and Yar sex scene, which you don't really see a sex scene, but you see everything leading up to it. So Data goes into Yar's quarters because she's showing signs of the sickness. Picard orders him to go do that. And he just kind of walks into her room, and she comes out scantily clad, I might add. Not particularly scantily, but she's got this top on that's showing a lot of underboob, which I didn't remember having watched this episode a long time ago. It seems very scandalous for how long ago the show came out, in 87 or something. But you get a good glimpse of Yar underboob, and Data certainly feels his first emotion right there. But she's dressed in a very crazy outfit that shows a lot of breast, and she has a weird little, like, gelled hair curl on her forehead, which is an odd choice. And she basically seduces Data. And there's a lot of cringeworthy dialogue about Data being fully functional, which I think became a running joke for the series. Not for the series, but at least for fans of the series. So Data has sex with Yar and then somehow becomes infected. Another reach that the show doesn't really bother to explain. Data being an android doesn't really make sense to catch this, what seems to be like a disease, but they justify it as water, I suppose. And he claims that he has fluids in him that, you know, why not? Why can't he? So Spiner gets to do his best wandering around, stumbling around, drunken acting, really hamming it up as his turn comes. And so it's just scenes like that are just kind of stupid. Don't really make sense. They're bad for the characters. Picard is still in his sort of angry Picard phase, which is not going to go away anytime soon. He gets very upset very quickly about things. And yeah, it's not really all that enjoyable. Wesley is a pain in the ass the entire time. Kind of an annoying little kid. I don't understand. And then, it just kicks you in the face at the end when he sort of saves the day by using his tractor beam technology to push the other ship into the star asteroid that's coming at them and going to destroy them. So that saves them a few seconds and they, you know, fly away just in the nick of time. And then everyone just lines up to congratulate him. And he has been nothing but an annoying little dick for the entire time. And people just kind of shake his hand, be like, that a boy. And that was a common criticism of the show, was Wesley saves the ship every episode. And it is incredibly tiring and annoying. Basically, it makes the other crew members seem like they're not doing anything, as you have this annoying little kid causing mischief and then saving the day. So that was The Naked Now. Yeah, I think takeaways from it, not good. It's a bad episode. The Yar and Data scene is infamous. Picard's "not now, Doctor" is particularly funny and a great little clip to watch over and over on YouTube. The rest of it, forgettable. They didn't really do anything. The crew doesn't have any definition. You don't really understand what's going on. Geordi has a horrible turn where he's basically a dick, and that's how they show that he's infected. Dr. Crusher and Riker are looking at him, they're like, "How do you feel after going over there?" He goes, "Well, I feel fine, you douche." He basically says something like that. And they're like, "Oh boy, he's sick." So it's charming that Geordi basically shows his intoxication by being a real jerk. We all know that person, don't we? We all have that friend. Drinks a little bit too much and starts just spouting out nonsense. Start getting a little hostile. Well, been there. And the only other takeaway I think to get from this is that since they claim that this disease is like intoxication, it really shows that Riker is quite the drinker. He gets infected very early, but manages to stave off. He basically just sits down in a chair and like wipes his brow. That's the most drunken that we see Riker. But he is obviously the drinker of the crew. Has a bottle of non-synthahol in his room that I'm sure he draws from every night. But yeah, not good. Not good at all. And oh, I guess there's two more things. The ham-handedness, it was kind of insulting. Whenever the disease spreads, it spreads through touch. So you'll have these scenes where characters, to get the disease going, start touching each other in these very like broad ways that you would never see in any other episode of the show. So someone will come over and sort of grab somebody by the neck. And I don't remember this. I don't know if they added this into what I'm about to say, but there's a sound effect that is so weird and obvious. It's like a twinkling sound effect whenever someone touches somebody. And just to like really hammer home the point that the audience is stupid and this is how the disease is spreading, in case you're not paying attention. Even though every time it happens, that person immediately goes off and does something crazy. But yeah, they really put some ham-fisted sound effects. It's so terrible, and dramatic music cues, and it's really just seems like cheesy 80s television. It's the tie into this is, I just realized that the Blu-ray HD versions of this show stream on Amazon, which is kind of amazing, because I've been watching the Netflix versions forever now. I had all the DVDs burned, but Netflix is just easier than looking through the DVDs to throw one on there. But yeah, the Blu-ray high definition, like remastered versions are on Amazon Prime streaming for free if you're a Prime member. And it is pretty spectacular. Since I've been watching these episodes again, I've been considering getting the Blu-ray, just because you can go on YouTube and see like comparisons where they put half the screen as the old version and half as the remastered new Blu-ray version. And it is a big difference, especially in these old ones. I haven't looked at any of the newer episodes, but everything's clear. The lighting is more obvious. The colors really pop. Their uniforms are brighter than I ever remember. And I spent a good portion of yesterday just sort of flipping back and forth between the Netflix and Amazon versions. And the Amazon Blu-ray versions are just so much superior to the original DVD or Netflix versions that it's kind of incredible. That's why I was wondering if they had added those special effects in to the Blu-ray version, as if, you know, maybe this was an add-on. But I don't think it was. I probably just don't remember. But yeah, check out the Amazon version if you've been watching these on Netflix. The colors are incredible. The planets look really great. The ship looks a lot better, the model of the ship. You can sort of distinguish between things, like the warp nacelle, like the lighting, how they light the model is kind of more obvious in sort of a bad way, but it's kind of interesting. So even as you're watching these older episodes, which aren't really all that good, you at least have something to look at, because the colors are popping like crazy. And I think it's only going to get better when you get to an episode like yesterday's Enterprise, where lighting is actually plays a huge role in how it looks. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be pretty cool. So yeah, check those out. If you're a fan of the show, check out the Amazon streaming version. I think it's only like the first four seasons so far, but I'm sure they'll get to the rest. It is far superior to the Netflix version. Sorry, Netflix, but I'll come back at one day when I finish this in 3 years, this project. Although I'm having fun. It's good to watch these old episodes. So The Naked Now, I don't know if I'm going to rate the episodes, certainly not in like a regimented way, but this is a pretty low episode as far, you know, it's not a total failure, but it is certainly like a D minus or something. Not very enjoyable to watch. There's no reason to rewatch it. Characters are dumb, has some bad scenes, bad scripting, and the sound effects are real stupid and annoying Wesley Crusher. Everything that Star Trek fans usually try to avoid. So that's it for The Naked Now. Check it out on Amazon streaming, plug, and buy the Blu-rays, plug, and yeah, otherwise, that is it, and we will come in next time with Code of Honor, which is a wonderfully racist look at African-American relations in the 24th century. But thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoy. Leave some feedback if there's something you'd like to hear more. I'm sort of learning this as I go. Flying by the seat of my pants. I'd like to get more people in here to do conversation type stuff. I think that would work out better. But in the meantime, let me know if you want more information about the shows. I can do research. I can do all that. I don't know what's enjoyable for people to listen to. I like hearing thoughts about what people think. So that's what I've been trying to do. But let me know how it goes. And thank you guys for listening. I will see you next time.